think, you know, and I don't want to get emotional again, but you
Okay.
know, when they give you that diagnosis, you think, this is it, you know, is my child ever gonna talk? You know, is she, you know, you think as a parent, you know, I want her to be able to drive. I, you know, hope she goes to college and, you know, just everything as a parent you hope and dream for. So when you get that diagnosis, and not everyone, but I guess for me personally, it just kind of took those hopes and dreams away for a little bit.
Welcome to the Autism Mommies Potty Talk Podcast. I'm Shelby Rogers, Autism Mom and Life Coach. I help parents of children with autism who are pre-verbal to start communicating and potty train, guaranteed. You're listening to the Autism Moms Potty Talk Podcast, episode 30. Everybody, if you don't know who I am, my name is Michelle. I am an autism mom and life coach, and I run the program, the Champions for Our Children Masterclass. It's a group coaching program for parents of children with autism. And I am here with one of my fabulous graduates, Angela, who's taken the time to come speak to us today and tell us about her experience working with me and my team. So thank you, Angela, for coming today. Can't wait to speak
Thank
to you.
you.
Awesome. So I guess we'll start right. We'll just kind of dive right into it. And I want to know about your experience with the program. But before we do that, I want to understand what were you looking for? Why? What made you? What was your biggest struggles before joining the masterclass?
So before joining, my daughter Monroe, she's 3 and a half. We got her autism diagnosis this year, January 2023, right before her third birthday. So we got the autism diagnosis, and that was basically it. We were having early intervention, just OT, come to the house twice a week, and then we were doing virtual speech once a week. So that wasn't really benefiting her just with the speech. So we felt like we needed something more, Dad and I. And then also we were struggling. Monroe wasn't potty trained. And she's pre-verbal, so the communication was a huge struggle. Just not knowing, she understands great, but we didn't really know how to get her to communicate back with us. So those were the two big things we were really looking for help with, was potty training and communication.
Amazing. So what was it that drew you to joining the masterclass?
So I saw you on Facebook. And it was potty training, and you kept popping up. And so I kept watching these little bits of you just like talking about your own experience. You offered a free webinar. And so I joined that. It was with you and Armando. And you just had me hooked after that. I said, I need to join this. I knew it was going to work. I had a great feeling about it. And then within less than 2 months of joining the masterclass, Monroe was fully potty trained.
Amazing. What do you think was like the needle mover, like when you joined, that helped that to happen for you?
Just one, your story with your daughter, Armando being an adult with autism and where he's at in his life, and just seeing all the other parents on, one, knowing that I wasn't alone, and that there was hope. And it just really like gave me just hope, because I didn't have hope. I don't mean to get emotional, but before I met you, like, you just don't know how much you changed our lives. And it's just been so amazing, because when I got the diagnosis, I was at a loss. I really was. I would just have outbursts crying. I just felt depressed. I didn't know how to help my daughter. So when I found you and your amazing team, you guys just gave us a new hope. Like, we felt like this isn't it, you know. Her autism diagnosis wasn't the end, you know. I was like, okay, she can get potty trained. She can talk. She can communicate. And she is. She's potty trained. Monroe didn't have any sign language before starting your program. She knows 10 plus signs. She's way more, she's trying to be verbal. Like I said, she's pre-verbal, but she'll make animal noises. She says some numbers, some letters. So it's so different now from what it was back in January.
Got it. So let's talk about a couple of things. So when you came in, one of the two big goals you had were communication and potty training. We got potty training first, so she was potty trained in under 2 months. So you had some more time
Under
in the
2 months.
program. So then we started working on communication. And when you started, one of the things we always talk about is in the program is when you join, is that we want a baseline. We want to create a blueprint, a personalized blueprint for potty training and communication based on where your child's at. So when you came on the calls, one of the decisions that we made was that we were going to start with sign language because she was pre-verbal. And one of the things I always like to explain to parents is I always look at like a pre-verbal baby is like there's thoughts here, and then on the in the other hand is their voice, and the neural pathway between the two, it's kind of like a sleep. And we always recommend to do a bridge, teach them a bridge form of communication to kind of kickstart that process. And I want you to kind of explain what happened, like at the beginning, like what was your thoughts about the idea of teaching her sign language when you desperately wanted to hear her voice?
It was tough at first because when she was about 6 months to a year old, we tried the baby signing, like the more all done, and she never picked up on that. So I immediately thought, well, this isn't gonna work. We tried it, this isn't gonna work again. But we talked about it and we said, okay, we're gonna try it, and I'm just gonna really stick to it this time. I'm gonna hand over hand, like we talked about, giving her the signs for the specific things she wanted and she needed, instead of just like the general, like more.
That makes a big difference, right? So, like when we talk,
Oh,
it was
huge
the mores,
difference.
the gimmes, the pleases. I hate those. And the reason why I hate those so much is because it's not teaching the child like to label the things that they need. And they could be giving you more, please, and give me for everything. So when you made it very specific, like I actually used the more sign for Juliana to represent Cookie. Did you feel like that was a big shift for her?
Huge shift. Once we figured out ex her specific like wants and needs. So for instance, she loves like chicken nuggets, and iPad's huge. So once we figured out the iPad sign, the chicken nugget sign, certain things like that, it changed drastically. Like she, because I started, like we had talked about, withholding certain things like the iPad until she would sign. Once I showed her a few times, did the hand over hand, once I like decided, okay, well, I'm not going to give this to you until you sign, she picked up on it real quick. Like she's like, okay, if I got to do the sign for iPad, then, and she did. And that's what, like, how we kind of went forward with that, with your help, because had you not have suggested that, I would have just been, doing the
Or
more.
gimmies all over the place. Yeah. And I feel
Yeah, just
like there's
not.
something about teaching. I'm not like, I don't want to shit can more gimme please, because I'm sure they have their place. But when we're trying to, help a child feel like, I remember when I taught Juliana the sign for cookie, like I almost felt like she picked it up so fast because she saw how powerful it was for her, that she had her voice in her hands. And then having that ability, she was so much more. Well, I loved it because if she wanted something, she had to come find me. She couldn't stay in her world twisting toys and drooling all over them. And me just handing her cookies whenever I thought she wanted them. If she wanted them, now I withheld deliberately so that she'd have to stop what she was doing, come find me, and give me the sign. And one of the things I think I loved about sign language with Juliana, it was like, and I don't know if this is how you felt, it was like, it was the first step in bringing my baby back to me.
Yeah, I definitely felt that way also. And it was just like amazing, because I knew she was capable of it, because she picks up on a lot of things, and She likes to like I'll do something and then she'll do it, you know. And so I'm like, she's definitely gonna pick this up. I know it. I just knew I had to be the one to, because the same thing. I would always, Dad and I, oh, we know she's thirsty. Let's give her her water. Oh, we know she's hungry. Let's just make her, you know, whatever we think she wanted. Oh, I know she wants the iPad. So it was like we weren't really giving her the opportunity to even try to use her words or try to communicate a different way, because we just thought we were helping her by basically doing everything for her.
And I know the ultimate goal that we all want is vocal language. And we're still on the mission to get this from Monroe. There's no doubt in my mind that we're going to keep working at this and that vocal language is next. I believe that. What do you think, Angela?
No, I 100% believe that, because prior to starting the program, she was making sounds and noises, but nothing that really, like she'd go, mama, mama, mama. And at first we thought she was saying mama, but then we started to think maybe it's just the noise she's making. It really doesn't have to do with me. But now she's like, she'll watch like a video of like a song, and then she'll like knock knock. They'll do like a knock knock song, and then I'll hear her going knock knock. And like I said, she'll count from 1 to 10, and she'll go 1, 2, three, even on her fingers. So she's making, you know, some words, and she'll go, we'll listen to like Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and she'll go moo moo quack quack. You know, so I know it's coming. I know it deep down, you know, I feel it. I just know it. I mean, it's just gonna take her, I think, a little bit longer, you know, but we know it's coming. Even Dad's like, I just know she's gonna start talking soon. And
Yes,
then
no,
so
it's this is
it's
the way.
amazing.
Yes, and this is what happens. I think a lot of people, me included, when they had brought up the idea of giving her a communication device or PECs or sign language to talk, I'm like, well, why would she ever talk if we're teaching her this? And this is what it is. When that neural pathway is dormant between thought and voice, these temporary, and I always say temporary because we're always on the mission of getting vocal language, these temporary communication protocols are put in place to help the child to have their voice now while we're working on creating sounds with intent. And what ends up happening is that when we give them that voice that they can instantly use, I mean, Juliana learned one sign in a day and 10 signs within a week. How fast did Monroe learn her signs? Pretty quick, or did it take some
Pretty
time?
quick. I
Yeah.
think we kind of took our time, just because I don't think we wanted to overwhelm her too much. So I think
Yeah.
we were doing like one every week, you know, just
Okay.
trying to get her, you know. And then as soon as like she'd start doing it by herself, where I didn't have to hand over hand it, then I said, okay, now let's start with the next one.
Yeah, and then everybody's way of like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the goal here is to give Monroe her voice now, and that's the aim. But once we do that, and we're going to talk about beliefs in a minute too. But once we do that, and you start to hear different sound creation, which is now intentionally repeating back what she hears in her environment, her music, her 1, 2, 3s. This is now the path towards intentional language. And for anyone who has their doubts about this, because I did too, it has been studied, tried and true, that if you teach a preverbal baby a bridge form of communication, that's signs, PECs, or an AAC device, the chances of them having vocal language increase greatly. It stirs something up, it fires the all engines on all cylinders, and then that's when you start hearing a lot more sound creation. So the next step for Angela is, because now that she's got about 15 signs and she's repeating, now I'm going to have her start creating sounds to represent the things that she wants. And it doesn't have to be the full word. With Juliana, like one of the things she loved was goldfish, and she couldn't say gold and she couldn't say fish. So all she would do is the sound for goldfish. And that's how we would start with her now using her voice instead of just sign. And what ends up happening is sign will be way up high and the sound creation will be low. And there'll be a point where they'll be signing and making sounds at the same times, and then sign will fall away. So I want you to see just from what she shared, this is the path that now Monroe is on. And I'm from the progress that she's made, sound creation now is imminent. And when I say imminent, like we're going to talk, Angela and I, because she's still a part of the program, we're going to talk through her next steps because we're talking within a week or two, we should start getting more intentional sound creation because that's the next path for Monroe. So I'm very excited for her. I hope you're very excited too.
So excited.
And I want to talk about my intentional use of the word pre-verbal because a lot of the marketing material I have out there talks about, hey, do you have a child that's nonverbal? And the only reason I use that language is because it's very identifiable in our world. But I don't encourage families to describe their children as nonverbal, and this is why. When I say nonverbal, I personally never thought of, even though my child had language and lost it, so technically she was nonverbal, I never described her that way. I never really saw her that way. When I think the word nonverbal, I think it's final, unchangeable, right? So then that kind of affects me mentally because if I think that this is something that can't be changed, something that's difficult to turn around, right? The actions I take might be pretty shitty. I might not really even want to work on this because I think it's already like a lost cause. So when I think pre-verbal, I feel like language is coming. And with Monroe, language is already here, which is the fabulous thing, right? But I want you
Yes.
to just share with them because we do a lot of tactical work, right? I give her the step by step on potty training, I give her the step by step on communication. But can you talk a little bit about that support in this program?
Yeah, of course. So as with the communication, like I said, like when I started, her not having any words, any sound, she was having like the meltdowns, the tantrums. We really were at a loss. We didn't know really what to do. The speech that we were only getting virtual once a week. She had, me mentioned the pecs and signing, and I said, okay, well, I don't know which one. It just wasn't really out. I mean, she was great, and we were thankful that we were getting, something was better than nothing, but it just wasn't really benefiting us. So when I started the program, you guys really, like you, Armando, Jessica, the whole team, everybody really gave specific, you guys, it wasn't just like a general, like, okay, this is just what we do with kids who don't talk. And it was okay. You guys really took the time to get to know me, to know Monroe, and then you based it off of that. So that was like it, everything, even though there's other people in the master class, it's very personal. You really get like that one-on-one. So that was like huge because it wasn't just general. Like, yeah, I would take some things. I'd listen to them when they talk, when you guys talk to other parents, and then I'd say, okay, well, I'm going to try that with her also, But as far as it, when it came to like the potty training and the communication, you guys were very like specific. And if there was an issue, if something didn't work or anything like that, I could just come to you guys and then you guys would say, okay, we'll try this instead or do this instead of that. And so that was helpful too. It wasn't just the, okay, do this. And nope, just keep doing it. And if it doesn't work, well, I don't know what to tell you. Just,
Nope,
it
you
was,
never not
it
have
was
answers.
right. Always an answer, and helped me see things different also, like I think sometimes we all get stuck on like certain things and we only see it, one way. But that was another thing about the master class. It opened up my eyes and it made me see things differently. So that was like also like very helpful, like with the mindset coaches and everything, and just you too, just like I gotta have a positive attitude. I gotta believe in it or it's not gonna work,
Yeah, right. Like, what if, and that's why I love having Armando a part of the program, but even, having him and just understanding that what if it's possible to have autism and live an amazing life?
Right. And that's really like with your daughter and how far she's, how far she's come in life and, Armando. And so I was just like, you know what? We're gonna do this because, you think, and don't want to get emotional again, but
Okay.
when they give you that diagnosis, you think this is it. Is my child ever going to talk? Is she, you think as a parent, I want her to be able to drive. I, hope she goes to college and, just everything as a parent you hope and dream for. So when you get that diagnosis, and not everyone, but I guess for me personally, it just kind of took those hopes and dreams away for a little bit. Because I felt like, well, maybe she's never gonna have that. And then you came into my life. God brought you to me, and yeah, it's so different and it's so wonderful. And we have such a different outlook on it, and I just know like she's gonna have that life, And I know we might have some struggles along the way, and it might take us a little bit longer to, accomplish something, but it's possible. And that's what the master class, gives you. It gives you all that confidence back and all the tools to really make that happen.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. One last question before we
Of
wrap. This
course.
has been so amazing talking
Thank
to you and really putting it out there. And
you.
that's what I want people to understand is like, gosh, why couldn't your baby? I don't want you to
Right.
think that this is the worst case scenario. What if your baby could have the life like my daughter's going to live? What if living an independent life is possible for all of our babies? And we've got to start believing that out of the gate. The sooner we believe that, the sooner we show up in the identity of a parent who expects nothing less. And the action we take, it's like putting gasoline on that fire. That's why it's not just about tactical with me. It is about the mindset. I got to set your brain free to believe like it did before the diagnosis came for her. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. So one last question before we wrap.
Okay.
Would you recommend anyone to join my masterclass?
Yes. I really recommend everyone, and not even people with children on the spectrum. I mean, even neurotypical. I mean, you guys give such amazing advice, like even if Monroe didn't have autism, and she wasn't potty trained. I mean, potty training is
I
tough.
know.
Like, it is tough. Like, I have friends who have kids, and their kids are just, neurotypical children, and they're like, how did you get her potty trained so quick? And I'm like, you gotta look,
Yeah,
get in your
it's
name,
funny.
like, you
It's
gotta
old
look her up.
school.
Like, I'm like, even if it's just like the potty training, I'm like, it's amazing, because you read all these books,
Yeah.
And they help you a little bit, but I mean, just like I said, that personal, you guys personalize everything, and I think that's what like really like helps, is just, and you feel like a part of a family, and you don't feel alone. And I just, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just email her and I hope I'm not bugging her. But then, after a while, I feel like I know you.
Yeah, you do. You do. And I know
And
that
it's like,
baby. And
right,
she
and it's
becomes my
like, and I,
baby.
right, and then I think that's the other thing, is like, you guys really care, like I feel that. I feel like you guys want the best for her and the best for us, and I think that's what makes the program even more amazing, is that like you guys genuinely care about all of us and our children, and that just makes it like a million times better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. You helped so
Of
many
course.
families. And I love the idea of potty training. I can potty train any child. It doesn't have to be on
Yeah.
the spectrum, but it ha that's my jam. But yeah, anybody who needs help potty training, give me a ring. But thank you so
Right.
much for sharing. It was
Of
so valuable.
course.
Thank you so much for coming today, Angela. It's so appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
If you're ready to help your baby now with potty training, communication, or stopping their problem behaviors, I want to invite you to watch my free 10-minute video training that shows you how I took my daughter with autism from pre-verbal to sign language, potty training with a sign, to making sounds and then speaking. Head over to michellebrogers.com/training. That's Michelle, MICHELLE. B as in boy, Rogers, ROGERS.com
/training. See you there.